Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to Stinchfield, brought to you, of course, by Midas Gold Group. MidasGoldGroup.com. Now is the time to put your money into precious metals. If there ever was a time, this is it. With the chaos and uncertainty we're seeing, my friends over at Midas Gold Group can help you do it. MidasGoldGroup.com. And don't forget, Christmas right around the corner. GrantStinchfield.com. GrantStinchfield.com. Tell your friends and family to subscribe to this podcast, of course. You can do it from my website. And then, of course, Stinchfield's Army gear. Please go get you some and use it as a great Christmas present. It's great. So with that, let's get this show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic. This is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
Well, I want to give you a quick update on Twitter. So we've been talking about how the left wants to destroy Twitter. They want Twitter gone. They want you to believe that somehow Twitter is collapsing and falling apart. It is not. Let me give you some of the latest numbers that Elon Musk had recently tweeted out. First and foremost, users of Twitter, now that it is a free platform again, are at an all-time high, and Elon Musk backs it up with users. Here's one reason why. People love freedom. But not only that, the platform is new and improved, okay? There's a lot of features there that I really like this ability when you tweet that you can check your tweet, you can cancel the tweet before it's posted. It gives you like 30 seconds or so. And then you can also edit your tweet for 30 minutes after it's posted in case you use a typo or tweet something you shouldn't. It's a great new feature. A lot of new features. Elon Musk is doing it the way he's supposed to do it. Then, signups were now, this is as of the middle of November, 2 million a day. 2 million signups a day. That is setting records. That is far greater than it ever was under the previous ownership of Twitter. They now have, as of November, 8 billion active user minutes a day. 8 billion active user minutes. You're probably saying, well, what in the world does that mean? Well, it doesn't mean much unless you look at what it was last year. Comparatively speaking, 8 billion active user minutes a day on Twitter is up 30%. Now, you tell me how this platform is collapsing. When you have 30% growth year over year and Elon Musk literally just took over like, you know, 30, 45 days ago, something like that, and you have that kind of growth, this platform isn't going anywhere. Advertisers, as I've mentioned, will be flocking to it. Hate speech, by the way, this is my favorite statistic. Hate speech on Twitter has decreased since last October and decreased by a lot. So by opening up Twitter, by freeing the platform up, hate speech has actually decreased. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the plane. When you got the passengers under stress or they've got to wear the masks, what did we see? Fights and brawls and brouhahas on planes across America because the people are wearing the mask. Now you free them up. No more masks on the planes. No more China virus craziness on the planes. And everybody's peaceful again. This is the same thing what's happening at Twitter. You open it up, you free people up, and everybody becoming more peaceful. Last statistic for you. Elon Musk believes he will have 12 to 18 billion users. He will have a billion users in 12 to 18 months from now. So a year to a year and a half, Elon Musk says Twitter will have a billion users. Twitter's not going anywhere. Do not believe the hype when they talk about Twitter going someplace. All right, folks, let me tell you about Midas Gold Group before I get to Christian nationalism. And boy, do we have a big show on Christian nationalism and the phony fake term that that is when it comes to describing God-loving Americans, patriots. We're going to go through it. The BBC did a horrible, horrible piece, a hit piece on Christians in America. We're going to go through that. But first, Midas Gold Group. Let me tell you something about these guys. They're friends of mine. I love the guys over at Midas Gold Group because they're honest. They're caring. They're patriots. They want to see you protect your finances from an overreaching government. There's a war on cash going on in this world today. Midas Gold Group can help you with the safety and security of precious metals by moving some of your retirement income, some of your investment portfolio to precious metals. IRAs, 401ks, they can help you do it. Not a lot of companies can do this. Certainly not a lot of companies can do it well. My folks at Midas Gold Group can. MidasGoldGroup.com. The number is 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-GOLD. MidasGoldGroup.com is the website. Again, these folks are patriots. Don't wait any longer. We see what's happening with the stock market. You see what's happening with interest rates. Start hoarding gold. Bury it in your backyard, as I always say. Put it in your safe. You got it, though. It's yours, and the government can't come take it. All right? 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, Christian nationalism. So my friends over at Patriot Mobile, which is another great company, by the way, and if you sign up with Patriot Mobile, tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. But they sent me this piece that the BBC did. The BBC has always been a left-leaning fake news media outlet, in my opinion. They sent me this piece put together by a correspondent named Barbara Plett. She utterly goes on the warpath in a very devious manner, because you don't hear it in the tone of her voice, but how you do hear it is how she frames the story. The words she uses talking about Christianity and God and Trump supporters and their love of God and conservatives and our love of Jesus and America and its birth in Judeo-Christian values. She makes Christians out to be demonic. She makes Christians out to be violent. She makes Christians out to be somehow angry with the rest of the world when nothing could be further from the truth. You see, what I believe this piece was is a clear attempt to invalidate Christianity and to silence Christians by making them look bad, by making them be afraid to admit to their neighbors that they are Christian. All right. So let me play the intro for you. I'm going to go through this whole piece with you, but let me play the intro for you. And you'll get a feel for how she sets this up and where she's going.
This country belongs to God Almighty.
A powerful minority is on the rise with a particular vision of America.
You cannot separate God from politics. You can't take him out of our government.
It's one of the oldest and most influential currents in U.S. politics. But in a country deeply divided, the Christian right has found a new voice.
We desire to live in a Judeo-Christian nation with Judeo-Christian values.
It claims Christianity is under attack and that God belongs in government, with pastors preaching its message in churches and its beliefs guiding ultra-conservative candidates in the midterm elections.
I'm a Christian and I say it proudly. We should be Christian nationalists.
The movement is known to many as Christian nationalism, and the far right is taking it to the extreme.
We are.
The far right is taking it to the extreme? We're not taking anything to the extreme. She says it's a new voice, somehow, Christianity in America. Christianity in America is not a new voice. Let me make one thing perfectly clear. Our founding fathers spelled out the rights that America enables us to have, not because there's a constitution with them written in it, but because our creator, God himself, handed down those rights to us. They are our inalienable rights that cannot be taken away from us, not from a government. I don't care what country you're in. You should always be fighting for these rights. The great thing about America is we spelled them out. We put in the Constitution what the government cannot do, not what the government can do. When you look at how the Bill of Rights is spelled out, it's we have freedom of speech. The government cannot infringe upon that. The government cannot tell us how to feel or what religion we need to practice. The government cannot infringe on our rights to keep and bear arms. It's all about what the government can't do, all based on Judeo-Christian values and principles that are handed down to us by our Creator. This is not new. And yet she wants to make us into some kind of extreme version of that. She talks about the extreme right. There's nothing extreme about loving freedom. There's nothing extreme about loving God. In fact, what all that is going back to our roots and embracing what our heritage is. So she'll go and pull random clips off the internet and make us all out to be total loons like this.
The Christian Taliban.
Some are warning that this is fundamentally undemocratic. It was amplified by Donald Trump.
We're going to protect Christianity, and I can say that. I don't have to be politically correct.
Powered by his election loss, it broke cover at the storming of the Capitol.
So, first off, she has a guy that says, oh, we are the Christian version of the Taliban. We're not the Taliban. We don't engage in violence. And then what does this woman do in the very first 2 minutes of this piece on BBC that goes on for nearly a half an hour? She brings up January 6th and she somehow engages that this is Christians being violent.
January 6th last year.
Christ's holy name we pray.
You can't diminish what happened on January 6th from what's happening in some sanctuaries on Sunday morning.
Their crusade is starting from the ground up, and education is the front line.
Our school board meetings have police officers at the meetings to escort people out who get too out of control.
To understand this moment in U.S. politics, you have to understand this movement.
I met people across the country who feel they're battling for the soul of America.
Let me tell you something. We are battling for the soul of America. We are battling for the very fiber that this country was made up of. And so she wants to somehow besmirch the good name of Christianity. She wants to take Judeo-Christian values and trample them and somehow say that we as patriots should not be fighting for the very things that this country was founded on. She clearly is wrong. What she is engaging in is quiet political warfare. In many respects, it's psychological warfare. Because what she does is take the uninformed Americans out there, paint all Christians as evil, violent, demonic creatures, and then want to silence us by making us feel so embarrassed to embrace our Christianity. Well, I'm here, folks, to tell you to do the exact opposite of that. I'm telling you to not back down. I'm telling you to stand up and fight for what you believe in. And that, of course, is the Judeo-Christian values that America was founded on. Standing up for God. Look, before I'm an American, I'm a citizen of heaven, okay? I'm a citizen of the Almighty Kingdom. I believe that. And America here is a temporary place for me because I do believe that salvation awaits me and those that do good in this country and those that live by the values that God wants us to live by, which in the end, I don't need to go through the Bible. I'm not a Bible thumper, okay? I'm not. But I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, and I believe the values taught in the Bible. And I can tell you, it's a very simple game. Act like a good person. That's it. Act like a good person. Embrace freedom, okay? And don't oppress people. That's what the Bible's about. That's it. It's that simple. Now, some preacher man someplace may get mad at me for oversimplifying the Bible. But it comes down to act like a good person. And we all know what a good person is. She wants to vilify people that act like a good person. She wants to vilify people that push the word of God. Now, she also goes down this path of insisting that somehow Christians in America are violent. And this idea of Christian nationalism is a violent movement. Well, first off, there's nothing violent about Christianity. Okay? Christianity is about peace and love. And yes, when you have to self-defend your values, yourself, sometimes violence is needed. But violence is never, ever, ever the first option. And violence is almost always used in self-defense or defense of values and persecution. That's it. The left is the one that engages in violence, and she ignores that in this piece. There's no talk of the Black Lives Matter movement that burned down stores across America. There's no talk of the Antifa movement that literally throwing rocks and bricks at police officers, something that really was done, if it was done at all January 6th, it wasn't done very often on a very small scale. In fact, the only one I know that died January 6th was poor Ashley Babbitt, who got shot by a police officer. She was unarmed. None of these people, January 6th, had weapons. And she wants to use that as the example, the main example of violence for Christianity. Give me a freaking break. You want to use an example for violence in this country? Talk about Maxine Waters so you get up in their faces. Talk about the Black Lives Matter movement. We're coming to burn down your store. That's where violence begins. But this Barbara Plett Usher goes down this path instead. She talks to Pastor Greg Locke, who is a controversial figure. I will acknowledge that. But look at how she exploits this figure and to push her own agenda that we are all dangerous individuals.
That's not quite the same thing.
It's exactly the same thing.
You're calling fellow Americans evil and putting it in the context of an apocalyptic battle between good and evil.
There is an apocalyptic battle between good and evil.
And so that is the kind of language that could be used to incite violence against such people.
Well, could be and is are two very different things. That's not my responsibility. I have responsibility.
You don't see that as a responsibility to stay away from possibly inciting violence?
No, I'm not inciting violence. Mm.
So you see what she does? Because you say there's an apocalyptic battle between good and evil, which, let me tell you something, folks, there absolutely is. We are watching the destruction of America right before our very eyes. And it's evil, satanic motives that are in play right now. There is a satanic-inspired battle against the values of America. These power-hungry globalists want power back from the people. And they are doing everything they can to get it. And what happens when they go down that road? We see the destruction of America. We see our stock market go up. Excuse me. Our stock market go down. Interest rates go up. We see our money disappear before our very eyes. We see our freedoms disappear before our very eyes. We see an economy start to be destroyed right before our very eyes. We see confidence in our government fall to the lowest levels possible. It's all by design, and it is absolutely 100% evil. Don't let anyone tell you any different. So when Greg Locke says it is a battle, apocalyptic battle between good and evil, he's right. And she says that inspires violence. Again, this falls back on the left's ideas that they need to protect everybody from themselves. Look, if I say it's an apocalyptic battle between good and evil, and some idiot decides to go out and engage in violence because of that, that's not on me. That's because of the idiot who decided to be violent. I can't control the thoughts and feelings of everyone. Because I'm not going to worry about dopes and one or two dopes stopping me from speaking the truth. This goes back to the rights for guns. They want to take away my right to keep and bear arms because they claim they're worried about the one or two dopes who don't know how to use a gun or use a gun to engage in evil. You don't take away my rights because there are dopes out there. But this is what this government wants to do. They want to protect everyone from themselves. Oh, don't say that. You can't say that. Some dope might do something. You want to worry about somebody, worry about the dopes. Don't worry about me. Continues.
I'm preaching the Bible.
Of pastors getting
Locke is now preaching the Bible with a growing emphasis on deliverance from demons.
There's none of the political rhetoric tonight. You can see that Greg Locke really knows how to draw a crowd. This is emotional. It's powerful. It's dramatic. He knows how to develop a following.
Some of you feel like throwing out, you feel something coming out.
After the service, people gathered at the front seeking prayer.
So let me just say this. This is the arrogance of the elite class in America. So she says Greg Locke really knows how to draw a crowd. I think he's in Tennessee, I think is where his church is. She does not understand the Bible Belt of America, which makes up great swaths of this country. She does not understand flyover nation, as I call it, as you fly from California and your debauchery there to New York and your debauchery there. She does not understand the middle of America and the people that are in it and the people that make it up and the great patriotic people, God-loving, God-fearing people that make it up. She is shocked that there are people gathering for a revival. She is shocked that there are people gathering in church. She is shocked that there are people gathering to have demonic forces purged out of their souls, out of their bodies, by a preacher who's invoking the name of God. She's shocked by all of that. That happens every Sunday in every small town across America, providing you're not in Los Angeles or New York or Washington, D.C. or Miami. It's happening more in Miami, though, by the way, now. Here's the thing. She knows what she's doing. She's harnessing the power of the uninformed on the left coast and the east coast. And she wants us to feel bad about how we feel. Not going to happen. The only thing she's done with this piece is empowered me to go on a mission and a crusade to stick up for Judeo-Christian values in this country. And Judeo-Christian values, by the way, doesn't mean that I despise Muslims. It doesn't mean that I despise you if you're Hindu. It doesn't mean that I despise you for whatever religion you may be. In fact, it inspires me to allow you to practice those religions freely. That's what America's about. Practice them freely. But it also allows me to inform you and tell you and try to convince you about the benefits of Christianity and Judeo-Christian principles.
Freed from their demons. This kind of mass deliverance service is tapping into a very old tradition of Pentecostal revival in the United States. It breaks through in new ways when people are hungry for the experience of a living and mighty God. For those here, the Spirit of God was moving. But how is this mix of charismatic evangelism, right-wing politics, and Trumpism playing out in the midterm elections?
First off, what does Trumpism have to do with a revival in Tennessee? Nothing. But she's going to make the connection here. I'm telling you, this woman, Barbara Plett Usher, is not alone. She comprises in her soul of what comprises the souls of most journalists today. A total lack of understanding about what religion really is, certainly about what Christianity is, as you can see from this piece.
I do think we're seeing kind of a test run of some of this rhetoric in the midterms. And I think it is a kind of dip the toe in the water, see how this plays on the campaign trail with a rev up to 2024.
So she's claiming now, through that so-called expert, that a revival in Tennessee, a church service in Texas, is somehow a campaign tactic and a rev up to 2024? I don't think so. I'm not even sure Christian nationalism is real. Now, I'm a nationalist because I love my country with all my heart. I'm a Christian because I love God with all my heart. I love Jesus with all my heart. If that makes me a Christian nationalist, then so be it. But I'm not even sure it makes any sense, Christian nationalism. To me, it seems like a made-up word because this so-called expert that she was talking about here and talking to there, who I just played for you, draws the connection. Well, I should let you hear it because it wouldn't be a great BBC piece if it wasn't playing the race card, right? Here we go.
The rise of the new Christian right is called Christian nationalism by some. The belief that America was founded as a Christian nation and that the government should keep it that way.
Now, wait a second. Founded by the belief that America was founded as a Christian nation. That is not a belief. That is an absolute fact. It's spelled out in our Constitution. It's spelled out in the Declaration of Independence. It is clear that our founding fathers were beholden to the Almighty God. It is clear that our founding fathers believed our inalienable rights that they spell out in the Bill of Rights were handed down to us by our Creator. This is not a belief that this nation was founded in Christianity. It is absolutely a 100% fact. But it's also a fact that what the Constitution says is that it's not that you can't have government be inspired by a religion. It's not that you can't have God inside the government. It's only that the government can't tell you what religion to practice. Our government doesn't tell us what religion to practice, but it certainly has In God We Trust on money, as well it should, because that is who we trust when this nation was founded, and it's who I trust still to make sure we keep moving this nation in a positive direction. Let me keep playing this disaster of a piece by the BBC.
Blurring the line between church and state.
So Christian nationalism is a new term for a very old phenomenon. So it privileges a religious identity with citizenship. In its most virulent form, it turns out to also have an ethnic or racial component to it. In the U.S., that component has been around European descent or whiteness, really, as it has developed in the country. So when I talk about Christian nationalism in the U.S., I usually talk about white Christian nationalism.
Give me a break. White Christian nationalism. That alone is racist on its front. That alone, to me, is a racist statement. You're telling me a black person can't love God and country? If that's your definition, is Christian nationalism, a love of Christianity and a love of your nation? A black person can't be that. A Hispanic person can't be that. It's white Christian nationalism. Somehow the rise of the white Nazi, of course, it's going to be here in America. All of it is bogus. And I'm going to continue breaking this down. But first, I want to tell you about a very important friend of mine. In fact, two friends of mine, Andrew and Todd. AndrewandTodd.com. Here's the reason why I want to tell you about them. We know that the Fed is unstable. We know that interest rates can go up at literally any moment. They already have. Though this higher rate environment is the cost of entry into a less competitive real estate market that will benefit you as a buyer, all right? Because there's less people out there buying because the interest rates are so high. But here's what you do. You go to my friends, Andrew and Todd at AndrewandTodd.com. They'll get you fully underwritten and approved in a lightning fast process, okay? They have a company called Sierra Pacific Mortgage. Sierra Pacific Mortgage will get you approved so you can make an offer. And because you're underwritten and approved right away, that offer is as good as cash, okay? Their fast track approval process will allow you to compete with cash offers, whether you're buying today, tomorrow, or a year from now. Then once rates come down, here's what they're going to do. They're going to refinance you again. So this way you get into the house. You don't have to worry. You can take advantage of the lower rates when they come back down, which we hope they will when President Trump takes office again. So even though housing prices are stabilizing, coming down, supply chain issues, limited construction means the real estate market is limited and still competitive, which is why you need to get fully underwritten and approved. Go to AndrewandTodd.com. That's AndrewandTodd.com right now. Get fully approved today so you will have the money ready to go when you are ready to buy. Do not wait. Go to AndrewandTodd.com. That's AndrewandTodd.com. All right, so we're talking about Christian nationalism. This BBC piece by Barbara Plett Usher that is a complete hit job on Christians in general. And now they're pushing this as, of course, first they push the violent aspect. All Christians are violent. Now they're pushing the race card, and we're all racist too.
Donald Trump was seen as defending their cause when he entered the White House.
We're going to protect Christianity. And I can say that. I don't have to be politically correct.
And it was the storming of the Capitol that showed just how much religious and political identities had begun to merge on the right, bonded by a belief that the election had been stolen.
Do you see what she's doing? She's now tying Trump to a so-called racist and violent right-wing extremist Christian nationalist group. All fake news. President Trump says he's going to defend Christianity when he gets into the White House. Why wouldn't you? He's a Christian. Our nation was founded on Christian beliefs. Why wouldn't you defend Christianity? It's not saying you can't practice any other religion. No one has ever made that claim. Certainly President Trump hasn't made that claim. And then she ties President Trump to January 6th. The entire piece is a hit job. She shows video in her piece of the complete buffoon in his Viking outfit with horns coming out of his head and his beaver pelt on, which, by the way, this poor soul, yes, he's a buffoon, but he wasn't violent. He's still in prison, I believe, for his run-ins on January 6th. He goes into the Capitol. He never destroyed anything. In fact, nobody really destroyed much on January 6th. That's another lie they're telling us. But Barbara Plett Usher uses January 6th. She ties it to Trump, tries it to Christians. So this is people inside the Capitol, the January 6th unorganized tour goers.
Many reject the Christian nationalist label as a leftist smear. But a few right-wing politicians are embracing its holy rhetoric.
All right, so first off, I'm one of those people that call it a right-wing smear. And I do embrace its holy rhetoric. Now, when you use a term like rhetoric, okay, it means that it's false, that it's sensationalized, that it borders on disingenuous. There's nothing we're saying that's rhetoric. Everything we're saying about America being founded on Judeo-Christian values is absolute truth. And then she says, right-wing politicians. That's a smear, by the way, on her part. Who's she going to talk about? Well, you better believe it's Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, guess what? Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG, happens to be one of my favorites in Congress and a good friend of this podcast and program.
We need to be the party of nationalism, and I'm a Christian, and I say it proudly. We should be Christian nationalists.
The church is supposed to...
So that's Marjorie Taylor Greene, and this is Lauren Boebert, who's another, oh boy, right-wing extremist because she believes in the Second Amendment and God, by the way.
Direct government, not the opposite way. The church is supposed to influence government. And we need to be so involved in what is going on in our government.
Online, extremists have taken it even further.
We are the Christian Taliban. This is the era of Christian nationalism.
What's different now is that the country is no longer majority white and Christian.
Well, here we go. So they find the obscure guy on the internet, which they played them in the little teaser in the beginning of the program, to talk about Christian nationalism, and somehow we are terrorists and the Taliban. Now, that guy's a buffoon. I promise you, I can go find a lot of buffoons online that are on the left that say some real stupid things. In fact, I don't have to go very far. I can go to Washington and I can pull clips from every single Democrat congressman up there, and they're going to sound like complete idiots when it comes to America and what we believe in. They are the real danger to America today. I'll say something that she's not going to like. The Democrat Party today is the real danger to America. Lord knows our president is a national security risk. You want to spend 25 minutes on something? Why don't you spend 25 minutes informing us and telling us on how the president is a dementia patient, how the president has his strings pulled by evildoers like Barack Obama and Susan Rice and the globalists that control them too. That's a piece I'd like to see. Oh, you want to see that piece? Continue listening to Stinchfield. Continue listening to this podcast. It's not even funny. I'm so serious about this right now. This woman is maddening to me. Of the path that they go down.
As recently as 2008, when Barack Obama was first running for president, our first African-American president, the country was actually 54% white and Christian, so comfortably majority white and Christian. That number today is 44%. And I think that threat, right, of white Christians no longer knowing they're in control, demographically, culturally, politically, is why we're seeing it kind of come to the fore in the current context.
Give me a break. That's the theme of the program, is give me a break for the whole thing. I don't care if we're the minority or not the minority. I just want to teach people, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. I just want to teach people, inform people, encourage people about the benefits of freedom and a limited government, inspired by Judeo-Christian values. Because if I can teach the entire nation that, we're all living as good people. The left now has no regard for human life. There is a reason why we see so many killings on the rise and homicide rates going up in our major cities. Our young people today don't have any God in their lives. They don't have any religion in their lives. They don't have any family in their lives. She wants to do a piece on us who are inspired by positive values and positive role models and living like a good person. And allowing you to have the opportunity to do great things because we allow freedom to reign free in this country. That's who she's going to attack? How about you attack the out-of-control radical prosecutors in big cities across the country that are letting violent people out of jail just hours after they're arrested? Why don't you attack them? Why don't you attack the administration that has open borders that is allowing MS-13 gang members, sex traffickers, child molesters, you name it, through our open borders. Why don't you attack that? These are the people that are destroying our nation from within. And yet they get a free pass in this mainstream media because the mainstream media is in on it. Christian nationalism is about embracing God in America. There's nothing wrong with that. What they want is God out of our schools, out of our country, out of our lives. And they certainly want America out of our lives too, because what they love is a globalist society, a one world new order. There's no doubt in my mind, this piece is all about destroying the fundamentals of America and pushing the ideas of globalism. So do you know who they go and attack now? And this is when they get real trouble. I've got good friends over at Patriot Mobile. These are the cell phone guys. They donate to conservative causes. They're great. This is not an advertisement for them. But if you go to them, patriotmobile.com, I believe is their website. Just tell them I sent you. But it's not an advertisement. They're not paying for this. They go and attack Patriot Mobile because one of the conservative causes that Patriot Mobile did was they donated signs. In God we trust. It's our national motto, by the way. That's not a belief. That's a fact that in God we trust is our national motto. So they go and attack Patriot Mobile for pushing these signs out. I'm going to give a little defense of Patriot Mobile, and we'll play the piece here to show you why I'm going to defend them.
Enter a Texas cell phone company on a mission to protect conservative Christian values. Patriot Mobile spent nearly $500,000 supporting 11 candidates in four districts. All of them won.
We took over 11 seats on school boards, took over four.
It's part of a new playbook by Republicans to take over politics from the ground up, backed by political operatives like former Trump advisor Steve Bannon.
One of the keys is these school boards, right? The school boards are the key that picks the lock. Talk to us about what you did in Tarrant County.
So that was Steve Bannon talking to Glenn Story, the CEO of Patriot Mobile, who was instrumental in winning school board races close to my hometown, Tarrant County, Texas. Now, the school boards, as Steve Bannon says, is the key that picks the lock. School boards, where it's all happened. This is about the education of our children. They want to take God out of everything. Now, I'm not telling you schools should be teaching religion. I don't want that to happen. But I don't want schools taking religion out either. You can say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Under God. Okay? You don't take the Pledge of Allegiance out of the schools. But this is what they're trying to do. See, they claim they're taking religion out, but what they're really doing is taking morals out of school, taking values out of school, teaching children that bizarre ways are okay. Cutting off your genitals is a good idea at 13 years old. It's not. That's a radical policy. In California, you can get a sex change operation. At least this is what they want, some politicians. To allow you to sex change operation at 13 years old without your parents' permission. You can't even get a tattoo in California without your parents' permission, but they want you to get a sex change operation. If you don't think this is about God and a war on religion, then you're sadly mistaken, but I am glad you're here listening to this program. So she goes on and on about Glenn Story and Patriot Mobile and what they're doing there. And God bless Patriot Mobile for what they're doing, because they're literally putting their money where their mouths are to support a nation that was founded on the principles that we need to be good people, godly biblical principles.
Then those school boards have begun to put new restrictions on books and gender identity issues.
Good, by the way. They should put restrictions on books and gender identity issues. All right, so Glenn Story responds to this, okay? He's interviewed for this piece, and she goes on to the attack of him. How do you do that? This is a guy, the name of the cell phone company is called Patriot Mobile, okay? It's about embracing America, and she's going to attack this guy? This guy loves this country. And he's doing great things by providing a great product to patriots who don't want their money to go to woke causes. PatriotMobile.com. So I'm going to get to that interview in a moment, but first I want to tell you about another group of great patriots. In fact, they're such patriots, they named their cigar company after, patriots. MyPatriotCigars.com, MyPatriotCigars.com. Full-bodied cigar, okay? They have they have different types. They got a blend that'll fit every palate. I promise you, I love the Torpedoes. The Torpedoes don't leave a taste in my mouth. Some cigar smokers like that. I don't. It's the cleanest smoke I've ever had. And it's a reasonably priced cigar. So what I want you to do is go to MyPatriotCigars.com, type in Stinchfield to get 15% off, okay? Stinchfield, S-T-I-N-C-H-F-I-E-L-D, MyPatriotCigars.com. Free shipping on orders over $100, okay? I am talking about premium handmade, hand-rolled cigars with the best aged tobacco Nicaragua has to offer. I mean, in Nicaragua really is like, I mean, Cuba. When they talk about Cuban cigars, I think they copied Nicaragua. Nicaragua is great tobacco. So MyPatriotCigars.com. Every box of 20 cigars purchased, you get a $10 e-gift card. So your next box is going to be even cheaper. Okay? Patriot Cigars bring away premium smoke for freedom-loving patriots. Again, MyPatriotCigars.com. That's MyPatriotCigars.com. Use the promo code Stinchfield. Okay? Now, I told you I would get back to Glenn's story and what they did to him. They go on the attack. Watch.
You feel you have a responsibility to bring God back into the schools in some way?
No question.
That's what you're doing?
No question. We need to have a little bit more of faith in schools in the sense of we have to remove what I feel is ungodly stuff out of the school.
Or put what he feels is godly into the school. Recently, Texas passed a law saying schools had to display posters of the national motto if they were donated. Patriot Mobile delivered hundreds.
You better believe they did. And it was a good thing that they delivered hundreds of those signs. So, of course, it wouldn't be complete if they didn't have the people that hate the idea that Glenn Story and Patriot Mobile are putting In God We Trust signs in schools across America. Listen to this, and we'll respond. And then they go after. Really, I think it's an attack of Glenn Story.
Schools shouldn't be a place where you have people competing with which card is the best card.
Right. Right. But that's where we are.
Right. So it should never be that. Mm-hmm. You know, keep your religion to yourself, your religious institutions, churches, temples, right, houses.
Or accept all gods.
Yeah, or exactly, or make it a place where everything.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yep. Yes.
No, we're not making it a place for everything. If you don't like what America was founded on, then move to a different country. So we're not saying you have to practice Christianity, but we're saying we are going to teach you what our nation was founded on. All right, that's it. Now, it doesn't mean that if you have God in schools, that then you get to bring Muslim things into schools and Hindu things into school and transgender things into school, because basically the LGBTQ alphabet mafia is a religion in and of itself these days. Their God, to me, seems to be satanic with the attacks that they are waging on this country. And it's a very, 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 very small few that has duped a large portion of the left into thinking somehow this transgender mania is about human rights. It is not. It's about androgenizing our children. It's about androgenizing America and getting men out of society altogether. I've done podcasts on that before. You can go back and review them. So this, though, she interviews the other side. And then, of course, goes after CEO Glenn Story of Patriot Mobile.
Laney and Shrovin, the signs may have been a political stunt, but they see something much more sinister at work.
We see the Republican Party, who has decided one of their goals is to bring God into schools. And that is the plan long term, is to bring God also into the government. So to me,
God is already in our government. Our government was founded on the principles of our God, the God. Judeo-Christian principles.
It's anti-American to try and bring Christian ideology into our schools or into our government. Our country is based on allowing people to make that choice for themselves.
We're not saying you can't make the choice. But our country was founded on the very premise she says is ridiculous. Our country was founded on the very values and rights that God hands down to us, our inalienable rights. This is how misguided they are.
I raised the sign controversy with Patriot Mobile.
It's created a great uproar because folks just hate the concept of In God We Trust. And so, and my response is, look, it's the national motto. We're not doing anything other. And if you don't like it, take every bill out of your pocket and throw it away, because it says it on every bill, every coin.
You don't think it was an issue of whose God?
No.
And whose God do we trust?
No.
Because the alternatives brought forward were in Arabic and you know, LGBT
colors.
I'm sure
that it was more political than just the word God.
Right.
All right.
Well, I guarantee you, it was an absolute political stunt on the people that were bringing in the Arabic In God We Trust signs and the transgender signs. That's all political. They don't believe that. But I do believe there is an issue about who's God and which God, and there's nothing shameful about teaching every single student in America that this is what our nation was founded on, this God. You can go home and practice whatever religion you want, and the great thing about America is we embrace that right to practice whatever religion you want. But it doesn't mean we shy away from the fact that our nation was founded on very important principles that ensure that we live an internal life, an eternal life. I believe that, and I believe that's good. As I said in the beginning of this show, I am a citizen of heaven and God's kingdom before I'm a citizen of the United States. But while I'm a citizen of the United States, in this temporary spot that I'm in right now, I will make sure it's the greatest nation on earth, because my grandfather ensured that, and his grandfather before them ensured that. It is my duty. It is our duty. It is Stinchfield's Army's duty to ensure that America never fails. Now, the left is going to try to come after us. The left will use the media like they did here with the BBC to try to make us ashamed of who we are and what we are. Don't ever be ashamed of it. In the end, don't back down. I do believe, as I said, this attack on Christians is satanic in nature. The left despises us so much. They hate the strength that God instills in us, the strength that we can lean against him to fight against the left. They hate it. So what do? They try to shame us, silence us, and destroy us. It is not going to happen. Not on my watch. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this episode. I so appreciate you tuning in. As always, please go to grantstinchfield.com. You can subscribe to all the podcast outlets there. Please send it to your friends and family. Apple, really important you write reviews. If you can, write out a review for me on Apple, as I'm trying to get into the new and noteworthy slot there. You can watch it on Rumble, YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all the outlets we've got. Thanks to Salem Media. Thanks to the sponsors, Patriot Cigars, mypatriotcigars.com. Of course, Midas Gold Group, MidasGoldGroup.com, and AndrewAndTodd.com. That's AndrewAndTodd.com for Sierra Pacific Mortgage. And you know what? They're not paying for it, but PatriotMobile.com. Give them some business. You see they're coming under fire here. This is what they're going to do. Anybody that stands up for conservative values is going to come under attack. So Patriot Mobile, God bless you. Keep up the fight, like all of Stinchfield's Army does every day, which is why I say God bless every one of you. Stinchfield's Army rolls.